Peaks Peak, hosted by Ralph Tranchi and Ezra Molina.
All right. What is good, y'all? Welcome back to the Week's Peak. Another Wednesday, Ezra. Man.
Another peak. Another time.
We love that. So we're back out here with Wednesday episodes. We got a fire episode coming your way. I'm excited because we got some topics that I want to hear your opinion on, man. So anyways, we'll just go ahead and get straight into it. But before we do that, though,
get right into it.
For sure. So before we do that, I do have a quick promotion from our boy Jesus Montoya. Y'all know him. He was on an episode a couple weeks back. He's dropping a new song this Saturday, July 25th. So I want to play a quick preview of that for y'all. So let me know what y'all think.
De tu rostro espectacular, ahora te tengo que olvidar. Yo no sé qué pasa contigo, mujer. Me traes como un loco siguiendo tus pasos, y ahora resulta que me ilusioné.
All right, so what y'all think about that? I think it's gonna be a good song. I don't know, we gotta wait and see, but my boy Jesus, shout out to you.
Sounds good to me.
Doesn't it sound good, Ezra? Like
No, I'm into it, I'm feeling it.
So go check that out, July 25th. I believe it's on all platforms, so all digital platforms, go check that out. So anyways, Ezra, let's get into things, man. Kanye West, that's
yes, Kanye West 2020.
You gotta love that, yeah.
There's a lot of different opinions on this.
Definitely.
Yeah, people are mad, people are happy. A lot of things.
Right. When he first announced he was running officially 2020, I mean, what were your thoughts on that?
I felt like I was in like a rerun because this happened like 4 years ago when he said he was running for president. Yeah. So I don't know. I felt like it wasn't going to happen, but this time he filed his paperwork and it seems to be set to go.
Yeah.
So I'm not shocked, but I'm a little taken aback.
Right. I mean, the fact that it's actually happening, like he's actually, you know, he had a campaign event the other day. Like the fact that he's actually going out of his way and you know, I don't know, making this, I guess, a serious thing is just, it blows my mind, you know, because when we first heard that years ago, it's like, I mean, I don't know. Like, are you being serious right now? Or are you, but the fact that it's actually happening. But I guess, and then a lot of people are thinking, you know, my man is still got some stuff going up in the head. I mean, what are your thoughts on all of that?
I don't think he's the most stable guy. I don't think he's as unstable as some people say, but I don't think he is really prepared for like that stressful job.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I just don't think he's there mentally. He's a little scattered.
Yeah. You know, it's, and you know, when people go through like these, I don't know if you want to call it a manic episode. I don't want to go into that fire right now, but you know, when you're going through stuff and you know you're up there in the head, you don't really have everything, you know, as you said, stable. I mean, you do things, you know, that maybe you probably shouldn't do, you know, and I guess a lot of people are taking that position. But then, you know, some people are saying, oh, you know, he's fine, you know, he's just doing what he wants. He's always been a guy to, you know, speak whatever's on his mind. So maybe it is a legit thing that he's doing. But then you got the side where it's like, nah, you know, my man needs to, you know, check back into a hospital or whatever the case may be. But I just, I don't know, man. But today, actually, Dave Chappelle hopped on a plane, went to Wyoming and just caught up with Kanye. So, you know, that was kind of cool to see.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
You know, and just to have that type of friend, you know, just there, that's genuinely there for you, you know, and, you know, we got, you know, social media and everything, making fun of Kanye and all this and making a joke out of it. But then you got Dave going out of his way and, you know, just seeing how he's doing. So I thought that was kind of cool, you know, just seeing that.
Dave Chappelle really is, you know, say what you will about him, but he seems like a stand-up guy. Yeah. So I think it's cool that he like did that for his friend, you know, checked up on him.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Mm-hmm. And it's not the first time, you know, he's, you know, spoke up on people that he knew, making sure they were good too. So obviously not a surprise that he would do this, but it's just, it's good to see that there's still people in the world who are like that, you know, instead of, you know, adding to that fire, you know, making sure that, you know, he's good and going out and, you know, and obviously make Kanye a little happy as well, which is nice. But it's the whole thing is just, I don't know what to think of it. I guess in South Carolina, he failed to turn in the 10,000 signatures to get on the ballot. So I don't know, you know, how that's going to, do you know how many?
Oh, did he not get all of his signatures? I thought he did.
I think he did, but I guess he didn't turn it in on time by noon, I think, you know. Whoa. So I don't know. I guess now he's doing something else. So do you know how many ballots right now are like already locked up? You can't add any more names or?
Shoot. I honestly don't know. I have no clue how any of it works. I was shocked he could even still get in.
Right. Yeah.
For campaigning.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, to be on the ballot. So I do not know.
Because I think there's a good amount, like over 20 or something like that, that like they're already locked up. You can't even get your name in there. But so I don't know, man. It's just, it's a fun situation because you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. But then
he will be fighting an uphill battle for sure.
Yeah, right. So I don't know. But then I think there was even a poll the other week or whatever. He's only had like 2%. So I mean, I don't know, man. It's tough. But and then you got a lot of people just pissed off saying, you know, if you vote for Kanye, you know, you're this and that. And it's like, it's the funniest thing. But yeah, I don't know, man.
Just let people have their own opinion.
Right, right. So anyway, so we just want to bring that up real quick, because Kanye is Kanye, you know, and I guess he's dropping new music too and all that, and it's just a whole
thing. Hey, that's cool by me. I don't hate his music.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta respect him, like in the music industry, man. You gotta respect him. You know, he's done great things, and so, but and then obviously now he's kind of more geared towards God and all that. How do you feel about all that?
He is very. I'm a believing man myself, but I do believe in the separation of church and state. So I think he might be a little strong. I don't think he might be good at separating those two of what's good for the country and what's good in the eyes of his religion. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
He seems to really moralize things his way, which isn't exactly good for being a president.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I completely agree. I know in that that Forbes interview he did, I don't know how long that was, a week ago or whatever, but you know, he kept bringing up God, you know, and it's like, I mean, if you want to be president, like you said, like you've got to separate that, you know, and like people know me, like I'm big on God, you know, I'm always talking about him. But if you're gonna put yourself on a bigger stage in the United States as, you know, president, like head of that executive branch, then, you know, you got to do some stuff to kind of balance that out, because not everything's going to God. But, you know, when you're campaigning, I don't know if that's the best look for that. But I don't know. But anyways, let's move on here to go to Walmart. How do you feel about Walmart? You like that store? How do you feel about that?
Walmart, I go to Walmart every once in a while, like maybe 3 times a year. I go there for cereal specifically. They have the best selection of breakfast cereal. But as a store, I grew up on that one Walmart documentary. I was a weird kid. That was like my favorite movie for a while. So I have like a big ingrained anti-Walmart stance in me. How do you feel?
I mean, it's all right. I mean, I don't really shop there. I would go there a few times a year, but it's like, I don't know, man. But
it's no Safeway or Costco for me.
Safeway and Costco, that's another level. Like man. Mm-hmm. What's the top score you go to?
For grocery stuff, definitely Safeway. It's just like right there. It's convenient. Good prices if you have the club card. I fully support Safeway.
Bro, don't even get me started on the club card, bro. Oh my good, the savings on there, man.
You cannot shop there without the club card.
Right.
You need
All right. Oh man, we love that. We love that. Safeway is just such a nice place, you know? Oh no.
it. It is. It's like a nice, it's just a calm, it's like Raley's, but better. It's just, I like the organization better. It's like the same type of vibe, you know?
Right. I feel that. I feel that. So obviously Walmart has been it's been in the news the last couple of weeks. I know not too long ago they mandated that, you know, in all stores you got to wear a mask now. But today we have some more news on them. They're going to be closing down for Thanksgiving this year for the first time in over 30 years, man. So, I mean, what are your initial thoughts on that?
I definitely think it's like a nice thing to do for employees. But I know some people do go shopping on Thanksgiving Day, like for last minute supplies and stuff. So it could be a little bit annoying for those people. But yeah, I mean, I'm cool with it. It doesn't affect me. I think it's very nice.
Definitely. I mean, you think on a national holiday you should be able to get the day off, you know? And I saw there was one guy who tweeted something about it. He said, you know, a pandemic shouldn't be the reason why, you know, employees are getting the day off. You know, national holiday should be like a day where, you know, everyone has a day off, you know. And I feel him on that, because, you know, on a holiday, you know, you're with family, you're with friends or whatever. You should be able to take that day for yourself, you know. And and obviously with Black Friday coming up after that, you know, one guy said, you know, it's no longer just Black Friday, it's Black Thursday afternoon and Friday, you know. And it's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. Also, I just want to say, I think this is true for a lot of stores. Probably not all the Walmart stores. Some of them probably have like not cool managers and stuff, but I know a lot of them, or a decent amount, you can choose whether, like, working on a holiday like that almost acts as overtime. So you get a choice unless you're like severely understaffed. So it's not that big of a deal. You know what I mean
Yeah,
that way?
yeah. I feel
But
that,
yeah, I don't mind it closing down.
yeah. Right, yeah. Because, you know, some people might want to work on the holiday. That's up to them, you know. But at least, you know, given the option, at least, you know, like, but I think that's a good way to go about things. But anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to bring that up on this week's peak. So our last thing that I want to get into is schools. So we talked about schools, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, I think, on this Wednesday episodes. But now the debate's kind of going, it's you know, tensions are rising here. You know, we got unions trying to, you know, stop that return of school in person. Obviously we've, you know, share our thoughts on it a couple weeks back, so I don't want to go too much into it. But nowadays, you know, there's a lot of counties who aren't going back in person no more, and it's officially going back through distance learning. Ezra, you know, I'll say this, right? If I had the option not to go to school, not to do work, sure, I'll take it, right? However, even though it's what I want, right? Sometimes, you know, what you want is not the right thing. You know what I mean?
It's not what you need. Yeah.
See, I exactly. So even though we may not want to go to school, even though we may not want to put ourselves through that work, I feel like it might be needed. Your thoughts on that?
No, I definitely think so. I think that distance learning, at least my experience, which is what I think most schools around us are doing now. I don't think that anyone is really has like learned anything with it at all. And while it's fun, because for me, I did really well in everything because it was way easier and I didn't have to do any real work. It's not exactly preparing me for the real world, and if not even the real world, just a higher education. I think that students who are, you know, working through this pandemic, especially like high school students, where they don't have another chance before college to, like kind of get those study skills back. I think that it's going to cause a heap of problems. Definitely. So I definitely am all for school going on right now.
Most definitely. I definitely agree with that. Because, you know, in a lot of schools as well, you know, like college and all that, you know, you're still paying full tuition. You know, we covered this a lot the couple weeks back, but, you know, if you're going to school online, you know, what are you paying full tuition for? You know, like you're not using the same resources you would if you were on campus. So I, you know, and that's another thing too. And, but like I said, I don't want to, you know, get into that. You know, our audience tends to be a little, a little biased towards one side, but that, you know, that's okay. You know, we love those conversations, but I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up. But anyways, Ezra, I'm going to let you take the floor. Let's get a good old movie review for this week.
Take the floor?
Let's do it.
All right. Let us talk about the movie I watched this week. Of course, there is really nothing new coming out. There's one film called Palm Springs, which came out, but I did not watch it. So we're going to look back to the year 2009 and talk about a film called The Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. It's a sort of a remake, reimagining, more so than a remake, of a 1992 film simply titled Bad Lieutenant, directed by Abel Ferreira. But this film is directed by Werner Herzog and stars Nicolas Cage as a corrupt cop who attempts to solve a homicide case, multi-homicide case, all the while dealing with his many vices, including drugs, violent outbursts, and sex. And this movie is really off the chain. It's another Nicolas Cage picture. So any Nicolas Cage YouTube like compilation, if you know what I'm talking about, of just his craziest moments, it's that knocked up to 11. This movie's really hardcore and just really intense, but all the while it balances a really nice plot. And for all of the debauchery with his character, it's really juxtaposed nicely with more dealings with his personal life. And he's not a morally good character, but he's a very sympathetic character and he's very well done. And the documentary style cinematography from Werner Herzog, of course, is fantastic as ever. He's the master of documentaries and he brings that same style into his narrative films and it works really well. So this film is on Amazon Prime right now and it's also on Tubi TV if you use that. So I'd say definitely check it out.
Nice. Nicolas Cage, man. What a guy, bro.
What a guy. He is.
Man.
He's a character.
For sure. I love all the, you know, like memes and all that about him, bro.
He's a great actor though.
Oh, for sure. Definitely, mm-hmm. You know. So, I love that. I'll definitely have to take a look at that. I feel so bad about myself because I told myself I'm going to go through all the movies and all the things that you've recommended on this show, but I have not done that yet, bro. Like, I need to.
Okay. It is a list. It's long.
For sure.
There's a lot of stuff there.
For sure. That's my goal, though. I'm going to get through every single movie. And it's going to get to the point where I'm up to date. And each Wednesday is a new time where I'll go and watch a new movie from that Wednesday episode.
Yeah, you'll watch a new movie. You'll be right up with what I'm watching. You'll be the movie master.
Oh, snap. Oh, I don't know about all that. But... If I can get up there, man, I'm just gonna. We'll see. We'll see up there one day.
We'll see.
One day, but we'll see. But hopefully, some of the people in the audience are though, you know, who've been keeping up, because I know there are people keeping up with these movies. So that's cool. That's good. Before I move on to the my advice for this week, I forgot to mention earlier. You and Dimitri hosted a fire show last week. How'd that go, man?
It went okay. It was very, very off the chain. We're thinking about even making a new side podcast as well.
Dang.
It was a lot of fun.
That's dope. I like that. Yeah. Cause I remember, you know, I was usually the episodes, you know, like 30 minutes, sometimes they go into 40 minutes. And I was like, you know, right. Yeah. So while editing, I was like, you know, I have to cut this down. No way I'm up posting a 56 minute podcast. But as I started listening though, I'm like, you know what? I don't think I can cut this down. Like, there's, like he said it too, there's just so much gold in that. Like, I can't take that out. There, you know, like, like, who am I to, you know, like, cut half of this and leave the world, you know, just without the other, you know, 20, 30 minutes or whatever. So I had to, you know, I cut out like 6 minutes of it. I had to just keep the majority of it going because that thing was incredible because you guys had me cracking up from 1 minute in. So, yeah, y'all did y'all
love to hear that.
Sure, for sure. So y'all did a good job with that. And I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was one of our most popular Wednesday episodes. So y'all did
really?
I think I have to check the numbers on that, but I'm pretty sure it was up there. So y'all did a hell of a job on that one. Wow. So shout out to y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah. So anyways, let's go ahead and get into this advice here. Cap this episode off. Real quick, short and sweet today. There was a fire quote that I saw today, actually. Life is not a matter of holding good cards, but of playing a poor hand well. Robert Stevenson. Good old quote from my boy right there. Once I saw this quote, I'm like, you know what? I got to bring it on the podcast because it's too good. I think I've heard something like this before. I don't know if it was the exact quote, but I heard something like it before. Again, man, life is not a matter of holding good cards. It's a matter of playing a poor hand. Well, that is incredible. Okay. Because in life, we're not always going to get a good hand. You know, you're going to get cards that are not good. You're going to get obstacles that are going to hold you back from going to where you want to be. But it's up to us to, you know, use what we get, transform it into something good, you know? So if you're not doing that in your life, what are you doing? You know, you got to take risks or you're going to lose opportunities, you know? And I think that's important. Because the moment, you know, you don't take the opportunity, take whether it's bad or good, positive or negative, you're losing the game, you know? I'm just going to put it straight up. So, yeah, man, like I said, short and sweet today. But I thought, you know, it was a dope quote at,
yeah, I think that's good. I think that's like really true.
Yeah.
It's almost like, what's it called? The American dream. It kind of reminds me of like working with very little and doing that well, you know?
Most definitely. Yeah. Mm. And a lot of people, you know, they get caught up, you know, with what they have, saying it's not much or whatever, but man, use that. Take it to your advantage, you know. But work for where you want to get to, because you know you're not going to get to where you want overnight. So take the opportunities you have, take what you have right now, and use it for greater purposes, and do good about it out of it. So, anyways, Ezra, Wednesday peak.
Wednesday,
it's over, peak. Man.
We did it. We scaled that peak and we're on the other side.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Hope you enjoyed. Hopefully you got something from this episode. As always, if you're on YouTube, you know, I really think YouTube might be my favorite platform now because the audience out there, we've been doing great out there, you know. So shout out to y'all. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, share. All that helps. If you're listening on one of our affiliate platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Google, Breaker, Podbean, we're everywhere, man. All major podcast platforms. Make sure to rate us if possible. But if not, just follow us. That goes a long way. Share the podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Weeks Peak. Ezra, where can they find you?
Yes. You know what? You can find me at EZRAHMOLINAA. Wow, said that wrong. On Instagram, it's not hard to find. Check me out. Give me a follow. Like my one post.
We love that. Now, it's a nice post. I'm not. Hey, y'all got to check out
it's
post.
It's a very good post.
So go check that out. Hey, if y'all have any ideas, any people you want featured in the Weeks Peak, let us know either by email, theweekspeak@gmail.com, or on Instagram, or DM one of us. We'll get back to you because we have a lot of people, Ezra, coming on, and I'm excited for the next few weeks.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, we got a slate
for sure.
Quite a slate of people
for sure. I'm excited. Yeah, today I'm filming two other podcasts, two great people. So I'm excited. Y'all should be excited because this is doing big things out here. So yeah,
great things coming your way
for sure. Hey, where are y'all at? The haters, man. I haven't heard y'all speak in a while. Like I'm getting lonely out here. I was happy, you know, when second week I was doing the podcast, y'all were saying a bunch of stuff. Now, where are y'all at? You know, but anyway, maybe it's a good thing they're not talking. I don't know. But
I don't know, man. I like the haters
for sure.
It's I do like receiving negativity. I don't know why.
Something about it, man.
Validates me. I don't know.
Gotta love that. Anyways, appreciate y'all. We'll see you at the next peak this Saturday. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.